brings diehard sports fans together as one big family through tailgate and road trips. Now the guys from Green Legion are bringing the tailgate to the airways. Quimby, Hollis Tank Thomas, Michael Diaz, and Chris Sack always keep the party going, so crack a beer, take a shot, and join the virtual tailgate now on Green Legion Radio.
All right, everybody, Quimby here from Green Legion Radio, live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Everybody, our host location is the coveted Ink and Ivy and our good friend Sarah, who's been taking care of us for years. We appreciate these setups, everything that's going on. We are brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry for all your residential contracting needs. Check them out at mcsinc-pa.com or call them at 484-202-3656. We are live back in Philadelphia on Fox Sports Radio, also known as The Gambler. Don't worry, we're going to give you plenty of reasons to lay some money down today. Everybody, Bud Light Seltzer, Mick Ultra, Stateside Vodka, Stateside Bourbon, Diaz, Dave Bavuso State Farm, Greater Philadelphia Health Action, Crab du Jour and The Fin coming soon, Bucks County Baseball Company, and of course, Twin Spires. I am thankful that today to welcome not only our normal host, Michael Diaz, next to me, and big dog number 78 in your program, number one in your hearts, Mr. Hollis Tank Thomas. Woo! But also sitting on the panel, still doesn't have his headset on. That's fine.
He doesn't need a headset.
He doesn't need a headset.
He's in charge.
let me give you a little build up on this gentleman, all right? By the way, Super Sam is around too. Our intern, she might fold a tablecloth today, but that's about it. So, good job, Sam. All right, played for the Eagles and the Baltimore Stars of the USFL from 84 to 85. Houston Oilers from 86 to 93. The Eagles from 94 to 96. The Chargers from 97 to 98. 35 and a half sacks with the Eagles and three straight Pro Bowl appearances. Another Pro Bowl in 1991. Second team All-Pro 1995. All USFL and USFL all-time team. Two-time All-American at University of North Carolina. One of the very few people in the NFL that is part of the 100 Sack Club. Everybody, number 95, William Fuller. What's up? I don't know if you get that kind of intro any other place you go right now, William.
No, not at all.
Yeah, you got to turn his
head. Yeah, I'm going to turn his mic up a little bit.
His mic and his head.
Can you suit up?
Yeah.
We could use you today. We could use you today if you could see
that. Use me?
Yeah.
I wish I could.
All right, William, I want you to get like a little closer to that microphone, kind of bring it towards you.
All right,
you
is that good?
Yeah, there you go.
Okay.
You got to turn everybody's headsets up, too.
All right, I got it. I'm doing it.
Professional over here.
We're working through the kinks, everybody.
Let's go, Quimby.
And also, not a stranger to Green Legion Radio, number 26. who's still chasing your ass?
Mary and Barbara.
Mary and Barbara still chasing number 26. Mr. Lito Shepherd, everybody.
Woo!
Speedo Lito!
Yes, the Speedos will be out soon.
Little chilly for the Speedo, but you'll be sporting it in Vegas, right?
Yeah, soon.
All right.
And everyone, let's get to the Chiefs game, figure out what went wrong, what went right, if anything did. Offense did put up 30 points. Anybody want to talk about the O real quick? D.
No.
Okay, good. Tank, anything to add?
Anything to add to the not really. The offense wasn't a problem.
Right, correct. But we did see Smith get his first 100-yard receiving game last week, so that's a plus.
That's a plus.
Yeah, so, you know, we're looking forward to big things.
I think it's funny when you recognize that stuff all the time. You just see that.
He's a small guy.
William, what do you think? Anything you want to talk about offense-wise?
No, we just got to get more production out of the offense. And, you know, the best defense is having your offense be productive on the field and, you know, holding that clock and moving the ball up and down and winning that field position.
Well, let's talk. Diaz, go ahead.
I think when you score 30 points, you should expect to win. They left a lot of balls, a lot of plays on the field. I'm sure we'll talk about the play calling whenever you get inside the 5-yard line.
You think?
But you put up 30. I mean, there's some throws that Hurts missed, and we're going to nitpick all that, but I think this show is going to be all about the defense. It's just it's a mess.
Well, let's talk about defense right now. Let's talk about Jonathan Gannon. on the hot seat.
Wow.
I mean, it's funny when you hear about a Monday morning meeting that saw a complete ass-chewing from Sirianni, but apparently he didn't get that message because Tuesday is when he uttered the dumbest words you could ever have from a first-year defensive coordinator. We don't really have a scheme. Hey, man, can I get some extra mashed potatoes? That's all that sounded like to me.
Well, what about when he started actually talking to himself? He's like, Jonathan, you have to get these guys in a better position.
Oh, well, oh, God. We're not going to go into the derelict Andy Reid mantra here. That
well, no, the part
where just went right into that. He did, too.
Well, no, he talked to himself in front of all of us. It's cool to talk to yourself when you're by yourself, but when you're in front of the media and you start speaking about yourself in third person, come on.
I think when you say we have no real scheme, that's okay if you're putting your players in position to make plays. But when your top cornerback, your top defensive linemen are both saying they don't like how they're being used, put your guys. It sounds like Andy Reid.
Don't do it.
I know, but like. They are playing a scheme. They're playing too high, and everyone hates it.
Too high. Too high. Too high.
I'm too high.
What do you mean? Who gives a damn? It's gone.
Well, the one thing that it doesn't have is any bite. And I think that was it. In the rump chewing, it's like the defense has no bite. It has nothing. You're vanilla out there. You're not utilizing your best players in the best possible way that they can be used. So we're getting our butts kicked, and you give up 40 2 weeks in a row? Come on.
No, I agree. Yeah. I mean, you can't play defense scared. I mean, you got to be aggressive. You got to go and make it happen. It's not about stopping them, you know, per se, as far as being passive, but you got to be aggressive and get after people, you know, blitz. But, you know, with too high, you're just saying, hey, you know, we're not going to let anything get behind us, and, you know, we're going to defend the big ball. But, you know, you got to do more than that in today's NFL. You got to get up there and you got to be aggressive.
This is what I can hear as far as what the offense did to the defense last week.
Oh, you brought your drops down to
Charlotte. Yeah. Not messing around, too. Baby. Good job. Messing around.
He couldn't wait to use that.
I could not. So I understand the mindless head coach that Jeffrey Lurie's looking for, so he can mold him under the type of football that the owner wants to play. But defensively, could you have gone with a bigger name? Or when Jim Schwartz left, did everything as far as getting a big name D coordinator, offense coordinator, head coach, go down the tubes?
Well, Jonathan Gannon was, you know, before the
season. He's been nothing more than a cornerbacks coach and a quality defensive coach.
Yeah, but there was a lot of talk that he's going to be a one and done because someone's going to hire him to be a head coach.
I don't know where.
I swear. four or five months ago.
With no scheme?
He's killing those chances now. Not looking good.
Well, with no scheme, when you come in to say you don't have any scheme and you don't deploy anything anything that looks like a real defense, hell, I could have went and called. I could have called that from my couch. He called nothing but double high safeties the whole time, and all that does is continue to let the opposing team come downfield because you don't have linebackers to stop the run. Let them walk downfield and basically keep you on the field for 12 and 13 play drives.
Well, that's the key. That's the key, what you said, with the up front seven. In order to play a too high scheme that's aggressive like that, like we've seen in the past through, say, like your Tampa Bay Bucks in the heydays, or even your Minnesota Vikings when they had that big D line, you got to have a dominant front seven to be able to play too high and get away with it.
But even when you're doing that, you send some linebackers. Linebackers.
Hollis, we don't have linebackers.
So those Rover safeties that we have, you know what a Rover safety is, don't you? It's a strong safety that could be a linebacker, but it's not big enough.
Like the nickel package,
hybrid. Yes. Hybrid. Like a Malcolm Jenkins.
Or Nate Gary.
Like a Sheldon Brown.
Here we go.
Yeah. But when you don't even do anything with them and you don't utilize them and show anything, we just was out there just standing around like it was practice.
Practice. Jim Schwartz rubbed some people the wrong way, but he gave up, or his defense is in, 5 years, one 40-point game, and we've gone back-to-back. So, you know, I'm not saying we should bring back Jim Schwartz or anything like that.
I
think Jim Schwartz knows what's going on over here.
Exactly.
And he's gone.
But I want to see some more plays being actually made on defense. Like, we're not getting any turnovers like that. So that's
exactly.
The thing
we
right
got, we have one pick, and it's from a linebacker, and it was lucky.
Oh, we got Fletcher Cox out of pick in the end zone. That's a touchdown.
Okay.
I let's continue to hope for defensive tackles getting pick sixes.
Right. All the time.
Wow. On that line, I want to jump to linebackers right now, but we got to wait until the next.
Quimby, we don't have any linebackers.
Yeah, we don't have any linebackers, Quimby. So
yeah, we talked about the front seven giving pressure when you don't have those three there.
By the way, imagine right now if Javon Hargrave was not having the season he's having.
Oh
right
my
now.
God!
Right.
If Ridgeway was in there the entire time,
dear Lord,
I know you're a big fan of him, Hollis.
No, not really.
And then losing Graham, that definitely hurt.
Losing Graham does hurt. Yeah. But Ridgeway in there all the time, it would stink. It would stink to the high heavens.
Yeah. Let's do this. Let's get into the matchups. Let's get into the game. First, we got to get to the injury report. It's going to be an interesting determination today. Lane Johnson out again, personal reasons. For those in the circle, anybody that wants to know what the personal reasons are, it's real. And our heart goes out to Lane Johnson right now here on Green Legion Radio and hope for the best. Don't expect him back today, probably not even next week. We'll see, but it is real. And we hope the best for him. So here you go. You got a couple jumping around here, and I'm going to take a little trench talk away from you, Tank.
But, okay, go ahead.
You got a couple scenarios where you put Jordan Mailata over on the right tackle position, or you keep him back at left tackle where he doesn't have to think on an injury, and then you're looking at Nate Driscoll.
Oh, I was going to say, you're going to put Big Puddin over
on
the
left
side?
No.
Here's the deal. If they keep Jordan on the left side, they're going to put Driscoll on over at right tackle.
That's what you do.
And I think that's what you do so you get Big Puddin out of that scheme. Just in case
he played well last week.
Just in case anybody doesn't know, Hollis's favorite terminology for Andre Dillard is Big Puddin.
Big Puddin. If he had a seize the moment last week when he was playing, he had five pre-snap penalties.
Five.
They only accepted two or three.
Was that nerves?
I don't know what the hell it was.
Was he nervous?
He's the first round pick.
He's overmatched. He's a head start.
But with the hold on. But when the head, when you can see the head coach on TV saying, "I know who it is. It's him all the time."
Right.
So he didn't seize the second. That's why I say just take him out. You saw what he could do. Pre-snap penalties, plus he doesn't know when we were passing or running because two touchdowns got called back because
he was
an illegal man downfield. So I feel like Driscoll is better than him.
So do you think he's got it all out of his system right now? You know,
no.
I'm not.
He hasn't had it in his system to begin with.
He's a first-round pick, so you know how many chances y'all get to mess up.
Right. And that's what I'm getting at. Okay.
Undrafted guy versus the first-round pick. This is the little battle over here on the corner.
He only had a couple of times to mess up, but then. But he wasn't afforded the typical first round stuff because Troy and Bobby was there to get in his rump when he did something stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, I had it a lot different, you know. I had some key veterans that was really
tough on
grown
you.
Men, you know, grooming us.
Well, we are going to talk about grown men and stories in the NFL here in a little bit. My favorite Hollis William Fuller story. But, you guys, Quimby Diaz alongside William Fuller, Mr. Hollis Tank Thomas, Lito Shepherd. We are live from the Ink and Ivy in Charlotte, North Carolina. By the way, you guys are really tame right now. Can we get a...
E-A-T-L-E-S,
Eagles!
Let's go!
I'm going to make them close the lid on this roof so it sounds louder here towards the end of the tailgate.
Captain!
Shaq Thompson, Cam Irvin, out. Oh. That's a little helpful, but...
Christian McCaffrey out.
He's doubtful still. Do we have an update on him?
He's probably going to be out.
Not quite. He's not going to be effective even if he is in.
That just means we can say Chubba Hubbard over and over today. It sounds like a bubblegum. Bubblegum Hubbard.
Tank, let's do this before we get to break. I'm going to give you your trench time. Let's get into it. Talk to us. Give us your take on everything, both sides of the ball.
Okay, I'm going to start on the offensive line. On that offensive line, as you said, Cameron Irvin is out, so that means Trent Scott is going to be in there. Their offensive line is pretty decent. They have a 14th ranked offense. They have their ninth in passing and 19th in rushing, so they have a bit of a balanced attack. I think where they go hand in hand is the fact that the defense, they are third ranked. Their defense, they have 14 sacks on defense, 7.5 are by the guys up front. 7.5 by the guys up front.
So that's just pressure. That's pressure. That's not blitzing at all.
And guess who has 4.5 sacks? One of their linebackers.
By the way, when we get into it, we got to ask the question, are we ever going to blitz?
That's why you think I'm going this route. So when you look at it, offensively, they're balanced, but they thrive off of what their defense does. Their defense gets off the field, they're pressure packed, and they only give up 11.1 points per game.
Does that have to do with the opponents? I mean,
you can say what you want. Everybody prepares, but yeah. 7.5 sacks is 7.5 sacks by the guys up front. I'm not talking about blitzing. It's like they don't have to blitz, but they do when they want to heat you up and get you off the field.
Right. And you made a great point. You know, those guys giving up 11 points a game, that's pretty stout.
Yes.
I know even on some
you're stingy.
Yeah,
you're
very
a little stingy.
And we used to shoot for a goal of
yes.
17 points. 17
exactly.
points. And that's the minimum. If you can eliminate a team to 17 points, you have a great chance of winning.
Another key note is that their defense is their top rank is in third down deficiency. Third down, getting the opposing team off the field. They only give up 23.3%. Right. On third down.
Really?
So they're coming out there.
What is that ranked in the league?
It's pretty high.
Yeah.
It's pretty high. That's why they're ranked. Their defense is ranked third. They're second versus the pass and 10th versus the run. So we could run the ball on them. But when you go down the line, especially defensively, their stud is Burns. He has 3 sacks. He leads the pack. But if you look at their entire, everybody on the defensive line has a sack.
And getting pressure.
And it looks like when you watch the tape on them, they look like they're fighting so that they don't have to hear their name in the meeting not having sacks.
Right.
So that's why you play hard when you don't want to hear your name in the meeting.
It's like somebody has sacks. Barwin Roy doesn't have a sack.
Right.
What is he going to pop his cherry?
Right.
But when you look at it as well, they're up front. I think we could take advantage of them on the offensive line because they have a new guy coming in. The Trent Scott kid is—he's a kid. I don't think he started again. But
what do you call those?
The kid's a pigeon.
Pigeons.
We have a pigeon, ladies and gentlemen. We have a pigeon.
Fish.
So we look at it, they have a young offensive line that's used to being together, but some of them are journeymen that have been on some practice squads. But they started working well together with the offensive line coach, and they pretty much put together a bit of some pride. It's like they run block and stuff, and they like to protect their quarterback. And it's what you like to see when you see a young and up and coming team.
Yeah,
William, you have anything to add to this?
No.
Did Hollis, Hollis covered everything for you?
Yeah, I think I understand.
A lot of times that happens.
The one thing that I didn't say and I should have said was the way that they win. Is they keep their defense off the field. They're averaging 34 minutes per game of time of possession.
Right.
So when he feels like their defense is tired, he tries to give them a break by running the ball down your throat or running like pass. Like when they run the pass,
keeping the chains moving.
Yeah, keep the chains moving. And that's all they're looking to do and put themselves in position to score.
Yeah.
So, but we got to find a way to take advantage of
the pigeon.
Of the pigeon,
yeah.
Absolutely. If you have a pigeon, we used to call them fish as well. You got to take advantage of that and make sure that you put somebody on him that can dominate, and we should get our fair share of plays against the fish or a pigeon.
That's a great point.
But we got to win the battle up front, no doubt about it, if we want to have an opportunity to win the game. And our defensive line has to really make it happen. And we've been getting consistent play out of the middle. Could be better, but we also got to get more pressure from the ends who have to make some plays as well.
Yeah. Yeah, and you said it. You hit it right on the head. You have to win that battle of the guy up front in front of you. And we're not winning those one-on-one battles right now. So it's not necessarily – I don't want to say it's all scheme. At some point, each player has to man up and be like, I'm going to whoop this guy ahead of me or in front of me.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We all know, scheme is one thing, but at some point, you just got to almost throw scheme out the door.
Exactly.
It's man on man.
Right.
And, Philadelphia has always been known for having great defenses, and not just the defensive front, but, as far as linebacker play and defenses overall. And that's what I'm afraid that I don't see that that spirit, and I hope we haven't lost the team this early in the season. I don't think that's true, but I mean, we got some quality players who've been around who can make it happen, and we just got to get them going.
Everybody, Green Legion Radio live from Charlotte, North Carolina, here at the Ink and Ivy. Everybody, real quick, Greater Philadelphia Health Action, providing medical, dental, behavioral health, pharmacy, and child development services for over 50 years, full family care for the entire family, prenatal, pediatrics, adult specialty services, and more. COVID-19 vaccine and testing available, 11 locations throughout Philadelphia, over 85,000 patients, telehealth, and on-site appointments available, 888-296-GPHA. That's 888-296-GPHA. Or visit them on the web at gphainc.org. We're brought to you by MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry for all your residential contracting needs. Call them at 484-202-3656. We'll be back on Fox Sports Radio Philadelphia right after this. I almost want to let this whole song play. I'm sorry. Everybody, Green Legion Radio live on Fox Sports The Gambler back in Philadelphia. And you can listen to us on the iHeartRadio app anywhere in the world. We are live from Charlotte, North Carolina. Can I get an The alcohol started flowing 26 minutes ago. I'm sure these guys are going to get a little louder as we get through this show. But everybody, you deserve to get good service and great rates. At State Farm, we get it. We're here to help because with every State Farm policy, you get good neighbor service and you get surprisingly great rates. So what are you waiting for? Get going and talk to local State Farm agent Dave Bavuso about your surprisingly great rates today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. When you want the real deal, call Dave Bavuso, State Farm Agency, 856-740-5012. That's 856-740-5012. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements. All right, we were just talking trenches. I think we can close the book on that one. Let's get to running backs here because
we don't have running backs.
First of all, yeah, what does running back mean? Are we already starting to see a flip here with Miles Sanders seeing less and less plays, as I think Sirianni likes Gainwell catching passes out of the backfield a little bit more? I mean, Diaz, give your take on this one, brother.
I wanted to hear Hollis's take on this because Gainwell is getting a lot more targets.
He does have a theory on this.
Well, he's not getting the rushes. It just looks – Gainwell looks more –
decisive.
More decisive, yeah, but also more burst. He just looks more exciting. I don't know what the word is. There's more juice. More juice.
He hits the hole better, way better than Sanders. But Sanders, when you give Sanders the ball, you don't know if he's going to try to swing for the home run or if he's going to hit the gap and just keep the chain moving.
I think he is so into his own fantasy football stats, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And that pisses me off. That's the one thing about fantasy football that I cannot stand. It's a player having his own fantasy ego. Hit that damn hole and do it right away. I'm not looking for 15 yards or a touchdown from you. I'm looking for 5 yards.
I thought you hated fantasy because you lose all the time.
I'm sorry. What is your record this year?
I know. Did you already lose him?
I'm sorry. I believe I am 4-1. Yes. Thank you.
And the one loss is not to you?
No, it is not. Anyway, Tank, please.
So my theory on this is if you notice, even in the last game, you notice Gainwell is getting some of those short yardage type plays where he's hitting the gap. Like in the goal line situation, you would think that you would have your best, quote-unquote, best running back in there in that situation. But you had Gainwell in there. You turn around and handed the ball. He burns 6 or 7 yards straight up the gut, one cut, and he hits it.
Hey, you just said it right there. Yeah. And what I've been seeing from Sanders, he has all the potential, but not the juice. So, yeah, he can make the move look like it's supposed to look, but he doesn't have the burst to actually finish it. So, you know, and he's a dancer to me. And what I'm saying by that
Hey, if you're gonna dance, buy me a drink.
Yeah. Exactly.
Both of us have been on defenses where we love the running back that runs east and west.
Yeah,
we love that. We hate the ones that come downhill because then you have to get on your horse.
Right. You got to make a decision.
As a defensive lineman, you have to get on your horse and try to hit the proper angle. Yeah. And I know you remember those pursuit drills in which I hated so much.
All day, baby.
So it's like the thing that I hate about Miles. I love Miles because he hit the home run. But I hate the fact that he looks for it every touch.
Yeah,
Another part of my theory was, if you saw at the end of this past game when he got the ball and then he cut back and he made a long run, he slammed the ball looking at the sideline. I was like, well, if you can do that every play, that's cool.
Right.
But if you're not going to hit the gap and keep the chains moving, right, and keep us as a cohesive team in offense where we work hand in hand with our defense, keeping our defense off the field, I'm not going to use you. If you notice, Deuce would always be pissed off. I don't know if anybody knows, but Deuce was the running back coach.
Yeah.
He would always be pissed off because every time you see him, he would be doing like this.
Yeah, move to the next play.
Yeah, people can't see me, but I'm doing the point.
Right.
Deuce would be upfield. Like, hit it up in
go
there.
Upfield.
Get up, go upfield. Because defenses, we want you to run east and west.
Right,
you're not going north and south.
Right.
Yeah, you're not gaining yards running sideways, and that's exactly what we want. And also, it makes it easier for us that we can get off the blocks
right
quicker,
exactly.
You know, get rid of our guy
more hats on the ball
when you're running straight up. But when you're going side to side, let me shoot. Again, that's what we want. I mean, nobody puts up your stats when they're just a sideline.
Right now, is Boston Scott the forgotten man on this team already?
I don't think he's a forgotten man. I think that I don't know if you remember my theory where you had to play draft picks. And so right now he's in a position where he's an undrafted free agent. They know they're going to get him on the field,
right?
But they're just trying to show the powers that be that we can't work with the guy who you're expecting us to work with if he's not going to hit it up in the gap. So trust me, we will probably see Boston Scott at some point.
Boston Scott is not forgotten on Green Legion Radio.
Not at all.
Yeah.
And he's not forgotten for putting up 800 miles on my car.
Sweet.
In a week.
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Wow.
Thanksgiving break. I think he drove all the way to Louisiana and came back. I don't know.
Yeah, he scored a touchdown in Buffalo, and his first thought was, I'm getting that Maserati. Oh,
yeah. It is nice.
The Maserati, that is.
All right. Let's give Leto a little time here. If he want to talk receivers and D-backs, baby. I mean, you were talking about Devontae. Leto, go to town, baby.
Yeah, man. You know, so Devontae, he really stepped up last week, and I was delighted to see that. Now, I want to see him continue to build on that because what I saw in a couple of the earlier previous games, he has a little trouble getting off man-to-man pressure in the NFL.
Size.
Right. So
he's gonna figure that out later.
Right, and I think that's definitely going to take the offense to the next levels in that respect. So I want to see him continue to improve on what he did last week, and I think he'll definitely be what we expect him to be. But from a defensive standpoint, you know, Carolina's, like we said, they're, what, number three in the past?
Well, and they picked up two other
defensive backs, good ones. And they were trying to pick up Jalen Smith.
Right.
So they're trying to get better with each and every week. But I can help you out with their secondary. They lost their first-round pick, and another guy stepped up. Right. They got the A.J. Boyett from he was a good quarterback. He played at Texas. And he left Jacksonville.
Yeah, I remember him well.
Yeah, but he's a good quarterback. And it's funny that you say that he can't get off the jam because these quarterbacks, they're aggressive.
Right.
They're aggressive. Like, we would love to see aggressive
opportunistic
quarterbacks.
Opportunistic.
Yeah, exactly. Yes. And I think they only have one or two picks. But if you see, they have a lot of pass breakups, and they're always in position to make plays.
And they're not giving up big plays.
Exactly. And they're blitzing as well.
Yeah.
And so they're not giving up big plays, and they also can heat you up.
Right. So that's what's going to be the key, how well the Eagles receivers get off of that man pressure and how well Hurts deal with the pressure from the front seven and deliver good passes. So part of that is going to be on each individual player, but also the offensive scheme that they're going to come with this game. You know, minus the run game, so to say.
That's right. Anything you want to add, William?
No, he's exactly right. I mean, you're going to have to make something happen from the defensive side of the ball. And obviously, your secondary is going to have to stand up. But, you know, D-line, as far as getting pressure on the quarterback, and we got to make something happen there. We got to get off the blocks and get to the quarterback. And you just want to see them play with emotion, you know, up and down the defense, you know, really, really out there excited about, you know, what they're doing and getting out there and making it happen, playing physical, playing aggressive. And that's what you hope, that we're not designing a scheme where guys are playing passive, where they're trying to read everything. We want to be an attacking defense. We want to be an aggressive secondary that can make things happen.
Yeah, I got you. Hey, we're gonna slide a little from position matchups for a second here. We're going to talk about our sponsor, Twin Spires. Everybody, you're not going to be able to do this in North Carolina if you're here right now, because gaming laws restrict them in North Carolina. But
Bible Belt, baby.
Back in Philadelphia, when you get there, make sure you download Twin Spires Casino and Sports app. Open up an account using the code Legion10. Legion10, all you have to do is deposit $10, bet $10, and they'll throw $250 in your account to bet any way you want for anything, anywhere, period. So it's a great, it's not a commitment, it's not a risk-free bet. It's just $10 for $250 worth of free money. All you have to do is make one $10 bet, and they throw it in your account the next day. I went 4-4 last week, so I owe Diaz $100.
Nice.
You can kiss my ass. All right.
I'll just take the $100.
Nice.
But we do have some bets that we want to go over for today. Liking anything Tampa Bay Buccaneers over. They're playing Miami. All right, they don't have to travel too far at all. It's a great day when you only have to go a 30-minute flight to get from Miami to Tampa. Over 48 in that game today. What do you got?
Let me tell you, it's been a joy to root against Miami this year. We get that first-round pick. Our good friend Luis down there in Miami.
Luis.
I'm sure he's listening to us. But, man, anything against Miami is great. It's a good game. Take the over. Miami scores 0 points.
I'm not gonna touch the Eagles Carolina game because nobody wants to hear what I think.
Then why are you on the radio?
Yeah.
It's true.
Well, you're gonna find out today a lot about this Philadelphia Eagles team.
I think so.
All right. If I'm not even talking about a close game. The amount of extra practices that they had this week, we were supposed to have Sean Bradley on the radio Thursday night at Crab du Jour on Broad Street. He wasn't able to make it because of additional practices. Nick Sirianni is pissed.
Oh, really?
He's pissed.
Big time.
He laid into the entire coaching staff on Monday. So we're going to find out whether or not coaches and players respond. I think it's not a close game. All right? Now, whatever side of the coin you fall on, I think one or the other is getting whooped.
You think it's going to be an onslaught?
I do, and it could be the Eagles. It could be the Eagles getting their second win of the season. But if it's not, it's not going to be a game that goes down to the wire with a field goal. It's going to be Carolina going, thanks for coming.
Right.
So staying away from that, the Lions and Vikings, again, NFC North, not a lot of travel time. Both throwing up big numbers this year. 49.5, I'm going over on that. The Broncos, with that stingy defense, playing a very humbled Ben Roethlisberger this year in Pittsburgh. I know it's a road game. It's difficult to win on the road, but I think Denver wins this one.
Got to go Denver.
Going into this week, I think road teams are 33-30. Like, road teams have... That's good for us today.
Yeah.
But normally that's not the case. I think Denver is good in Pittsburgh today.
Well, with this one, is Teddy Bridgewater out of a concussion protocol? Because that has a lot to do with me.
It really does.
Yeah, because I believe
he is.
If he is, then I think Denver win. But
it wouldn't be -1 if Bridgewater wasn't in the game.
Okay, if he's in the game, I can see them winning. But if he's not, and they have to go with Drew. Oh God, no.
Right, then it's a game.
Yeah. another over. I don't like betting unders. I'm only picking games that I like to bet on the under.
Whoa. Last week you bet all unders.
Yeah, he bet all unders last week. No, I didn't. I bet Thursday and Monday night games on the under because I didn't have a choice. All right. On Sunday, I can pick whatever I want from the overs and leave those unders alone. I did not think those Thursday and Monday night games were going over. I won both of them because I took the under. If I have to take an under and it's a single game, I will. If I like an under on a Sunday, that bet can go straight to hell.
Unders are for losers.
Thank you.
For so defensive players.
So you take the under, Diaz.
Yeah. So over 47, Cleveland Browns, Los Angeles Chargers. Chargers are looking good, man.
I love Justin Herbert, man.
Herbert's a stud. That guy can fling the rock like he's not even trying. He's throwing it 60 yards.
It's funny when the pre-draft. I don't know why we're talking about Justin Herbert, but the pre-draft process. His whole the negatives was that he was an introvert. He wasn't a leader, and he just steps in and he just slings it, man. He's got an arm. I love watching him play.
Well, it's funny that you start talking about the leaders, because we during the break, one of the breaks, we were talking about how the old school used to be. Yeah. How none of the quarterbacks of today are the get in your face type guys, and I was telling them about when we would get a sack or something, how the like you played against Jim Kelly or Boomer Esiason, how they would be telling you to get your head out of your rump.
Phil Rivers was the last one of those.
Your quarterbacks would definitely get on the offensive lineman, get on the receivers if they drop a ball, and
right.
I mean, you just don't see that kind of leadership today. I don't know if it's a new style. I think one of the factors, obviously, is we got so many young quarterbacks,
right?
And they're kind of timid until they can prove themselves, and don't see themselves as being that vocal leader or that rah-rah guy. But you want to see your quarterback, have some fire in him, and I think that picks up your entire team.
Right. I'll speak for Quimby here. Millennials, right? I mean, millennials, what are we going to do with them? Get them out of here.
I'm on the fence. I'm watching for the fence.
These might be Gen Z guys, though.
Whatever. Hey, Tim, I'm not paying much attention. How much time do we have left before the break, brother?
You can go at any time, Quimby.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate that. All right, one more. I know we don't like doing it, but I like making money. This New York Giants team is atrocious. They're playing in Dallas 3 weeks in a row at home for Dallas. They haven't had to go anywhere, have had no travel time, -7. You saw what they did to Carolina last week, all right? I'm going Cowboys -7 if you want some smart money. I know
you don't
like
Dak Prescott your fantasy quarterback, too?
No.
Oh, all right.
Nice try.
You got some cowboy.
Nice try, Richard. Anyway, everybody, Green Legion Radio live from Charlotte, North Carolina at the Eagan Ivy. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles! We're on Fox Sports Radio in Philadelphia, brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. We'll be back for our final matchups. And Kaja, kick-ass or jackass, right after this. All right, everybody, Green Legion Radio on Fox Sports The Gambler in Philadelphia, live from Charlotte, North Carolina, E-A-G-L-E-S-E-O. As I said, with more alcohol, they get a little fired up. We dig it. Oh, and the pretty lights go out.
Oh.
I think everybody just got a lot better looking. I don't know what happened. I know I did.
Let's get freaky.
I know I just did. All right, everybody. We are live from the Ink and Ivy. We got a game today, everybody, against the Carolina Panthers. We're brought to you by our friends at MCS Residential, MCS Custom Cabinetry. Fellas, we still have quarterbacks and special teams and a little hum that I can't get rid of. So where is it?
What'd you do?
I don't know. I got it. Don't worry. There we are.
Professional show.
There we are. Diaz, let's talk quarterbacks and special teams, baby.
All right. Well, let me ask you this. Who is the NFL leader in rushing touchdowns? It's not Derrick Henry. It's not Christian McCaffrey. It's not Chuba Hubbard. It's Sam the Man Darnold,
right?
With 5 rushing TDs.
Wow.
Listen, maybe Sam Darnold was this much ballyhooed prospect, and we saw it with Tannehill, maybe just leaving Adam Gase. He's got a new lease on life. It sounds like just the actions that the Carolina front office took this week by picking up some quarterbacks, they think they got a chance this year. It sounds like they're believing in Sam Darnold. We can make a lot of jokes about him, but he's been playing well. And
who goes to the Jets and plays well.
That, I was about to say that. He's playing a lot better than he did with the Jets. Right. I'll say that.
And he's only 25. I mean, this is his fifth season. Fourth season? Well, he was drafted in 18, 19, 20. His fourth season. He's only a year older than Jalen Hurts. So he's still got plenty of time. I'm not taking him lightly. I'm not picking him for my fantasy team. But, hey, the defensive line got to watch out for those quarterback sneaks. Imagine having a quarterback that could run for a touchdown when you're close to the goal line. How great would that be?
They're 3-1. So he's been doing something really good to get this team over that hump.
Yep.
And, you know, granted, it might not be MVP caliber from the quarterback position, but it's plenty enough, you know, and it's been working so far.
Yeah, we'll see how he bowls without Christian McCaffrey. He was able to hit the outlet where in the past he hadn't had the outlet.
You guys, always mentioned it alongside Michael Diaz, 100 sack club defensive end from Philadelphia Eagles, William Fuller,
woo!
Hollis, yeah, Tank Thomas.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, number 26, Lito Shepherd.
Speedo Lito.
Speedo. Oh, hey, Tim in studio. We have to go out with Boz Skaggs. I'm sorry. I forgot to mention that. I wasn't sure if he was going to be in studio or.
I love it.
Yeah, but we got to go out with Boz Skaggs. Thank you, sir. And continue, Diaz, but we got to get to Kaja. We got about 1 minute.
All right, so real quick, Jalen Hurts. Maybe I'm being ultra critical. I don't know how you guys feel about it. He's putting up the numbers, but the numbers seem to come when it doesn't matter anymore. So they're on the road right here. They're playing a good defense. Am I being too ultra critical? He missed Zach Ertz for a wide-open touchdown last week. Other quarterbacks get the benefit of the doubt of a couple years generally to get some experience. And with all these picks that were coming, that we'll have next year, am I being too critical about Jalen Hurts, or is that about right? What do you guys think?
What you just said, I don't think he gets the benefit of a couple of years. I mean, we need him to show what he can do right now. And if he doesn't, then this team is going to be in trouble. But we need to get production out of him right now, and they have to do a better job of putting him in position.
Oh, no, don't say it.
The one thing is two of his touchdowns got called back last week.
Right.
It's been critical. It's like they haven't had a whole year to mesh. This is eighth game starting.
Yeah.
Give him a little bit of opportunity, but at the end of the season, we should see as much progression as we need to make a decision at the end of the season to see whether we need to go in a different direction.
Yeah, and I think we do have a lot of light to go on because of the numbers that he's putting up. Granted, that hasn't calculated into wins, and it really hasn't looked great, but it is productive. And, you know, hopefully that the team around him can, you know, help and become better as a group, you know. But
defense isn't giving him any help there, you know what I mean?
Right.
You put up 30 points, you should win the game.
Right.
Agreed. All right, let's do it.
Kaja?
Let's get to our favorite segment, and we're going to call this a day, everybody.
How dark can we go?
We're going as dark as you want, baby.
Okay, really, again?
All right, everybody, this segment is called Kaja. That is kick-ass or jackass. We give a topic. We go down the panel. You say kick-ass or jackass, whether or not you like it. I will start. A lot of people that are younger in this one might not get it, but the older heads like me, Ricky Manning.
Ricky Manning Jr.?
Jackass. William, you're up.
Mr. Fuller.
You know what they're talking about, don't you?
Kick it. Ricky, for those that don't remember, Ricky Manning Jr. had 3 interceptions in the Eagles-Carolina NFC Championship game.
He was a rookie.
Yes. He talked a lot of smack and then backed it up. I can't stand him.
Yeah. I don't know if it was more of him backing it up or
three interceptions.
They was given to him.
Well, by pushing down James Crash and Pinkston.
Look at Pinkston and Crash.
If he was on my team, he'd be kick ass, but he wasn't on my team, jackass.
Alright, we gotta get through it. So kick ass or jackass, Lito, I already know.
Jackass.
Alright, my man. Diaz, go.
Dave, our good friend from the Giants at the time, Panthers, Dave Gettleman cutting Steve Smith Jr. Ooh. Kick ass or jackass, Mr. Fuller.
Jackass.
Jackass.
Big jackass.
It was good for Steve Smith.
Right. Love Steve Smith. Get it, cool.
Sorry. Donovan McNabb's 19.3 passer rating in that NFC Championship game. Look at Leto.
Broken ribs. Broken ribs. I'm going to say it's not kick-ass. You got to say jackass, but come on. That's not fair. Yeah, that's not fair.
You said we could go dark,
that's
everybody.
Jackass. I didn't know you were going to go that dark.
Right.
I should have known better.
I can't even. All right, Richard Marks.
That brought back some memories right there.
I know. Right? All right, go ahead, Diaz.
Can I go dark?
Absolutely.
You might as well.
Ray Caruth requesting custody of the child he tried to kill. Kick ass or jackass?
I'm not even answering that. I'm not even answering that, man.
Wow. I think it's jackass.
Everybody knows.
I knew when we said he could go dark.
I'm done. He was reformed once he got out, right?
Yeah,
but he tried to kill the kid.
And see, you're gonna go just as dark as he is.
We're playing the Panthers. How can we not talk about this?
You can't go there. It's time to get the hell out of here. I tell you what.
Take over, Monty. I'm in the bag.
Hold on.
Really, man? What's up? How about Hollis Thomas playing for the Carolina Panthers?
Jackass. That's kick-ass. Get that back.
Didn't they get traded?
Yeah, hold on now. I'm with you, Hollis,
ass,
man.
Kick-ass.
Hey, you're my buddy. It's always kick-ass, man.
That is funny. I'm sorry. You got anything else?
I hope not. I hope it doesn't. No.
Wait, I got one more.
Let's go, Quibby. Leave.
How about Tony Palmer's silver Nikes over here at the tailgate?
Ah,
if you see him, my good friend Tony Palmer, he's wearing slippers, ballet slippers.
And they're shiny. They're very shiny.
Where is he? Where is Tony?
He's hiding right now.
Yeah, he's hiding. Nice silver sneakers. Did you hear the case he gets lost on the walk home from the stadium today?
All right. That's enough. Before we have to talk about the Silver Surfer anymore. All right, you guys, let's do this. Everybody, Green Legion Radio live from Charlotte. Can I get an E-A-G-L-E-S-E-O? We are at the Ink and Ivy, and if you didn't pay for it, you can't come. So, everybody, good luck to the Eagles today. On behalf of all of us, myself, Diaz, William Fuller, Hollis Thomas, Leto Shepherd. On Fox Sports Radio in Philadelphia, we'll see you on Thursday.
Woo! Come on!
Next stop.